detailed design meeting. And then it says, let's start with approximately 1540 or something like that. Okay, the agenda, we're gonna do an opening and then, I'll talk about the minutes from the last meeting, what we discussed. Then we'll have the prototype presentation and look at the evaluation criteria. We'll look at the finances and finally do production evaluation and close. So starting off with, the last one, oh, I don't have it here. But we talked about energy, we're gonna use a kinetic battery. We want to use a simple chip because we're not gonna need a shuffle, we're gonna need a scroll. We're choosing a latex case in fruity colors, it's curved. And we're using push buttons with a supplement of an on-screen menu. So it sounded like we had set like 8 or 9 buttons, including 5 preset channels. Okay, let's do the look and feel design presentation first.
Right, do you want to start?
Right, well we made 3 different prototypes, and I guess we'll start with this one. We have our colors are not fixed, but this is the general shape. It's, you hold it sort of either like this in your left hand, or you switch it over and it's easily adaptable to either hand. You can push the buttons with your thumb, like a mobile phone, or you can push them with your index finger of your other hand, or even, I mean, there's a whole variety. You can hold it like this and press it with your same index finger. We have the on-off button at the tip, very visible, very big. We have our up and down buttons, which are also going to be our channel selectors, and we have our little menu button here. If you push, if you're just pushing these normally, they're the menu buttons, the volume buttons. If you press select once, they become channel changing buttons. If you press select 3 times, the menu with the other features and possibly also with your TV channel choices shows up, and you have your 5 presets down here. People want to grab hold of that, see how it feels in your hand. That's our number one prototype. Do you want to present it to the table or shall
okay.
I do the Martian?
Does it have a little lightning bolt in it?
What
very cute.
We call that one the Vumbus.
The
Vumbus. This one's known as the potato. How can I present it? It's an ergonomic shape, so it fits in your hands nicely. It's designed to be used either in your left hand or in your right hand. I've gone here just for 4 buttons on this one. The 2 blue buttons here are for adjusting the volume. So you've got volume up and volume down on the other side here. The red ones are for changing channels, channel up and channel down, and that moves between your favourite channels that you've selected. This middle button here brings up the on-screen menu, and when you're working in the on-screen menu, you use the other 4 buttons to navigate around the menu system, and the middle button to select. And that's basically it. That's the potato.
On off?
That would be one of your channels, basically. So like channel 0 would be just switch the machine off. Yeah.
Could the middle button of the on-screen menu function as a power button?
Not really. It would make it hard to turn the machine off, to turn your TV off.
If you press and hold it, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be one way of doing it. Yeah, that'd work. Yeah.
Possibility, okay. And then finally, we have the Martian or the Pear, either way. It's a bit different, just a little bit more of a creative feel. You have the on-off toggle stem on the top. We have the 5 preset sheet. And then you have on the sides, to make it a little bit more three-dimensional, you have your channel changing, volume changing buttons, and your menu button right here in the middle. So, that's for your consideration as well. That's just an interesting talking point to have standing up. We figured it could stand up like this on your table if you wanted it to, if I made the bottom flat.
Sorry, I'm in the middle of that.
The menu select button.
Very interesting.
So that's our three prototypes. Basically, in terms of making decisions, what we'd need to do is, first of all, decide on a form, which of the three different shapes do we want, then decide what kind of button layout we want, how many buttons, and then to choose what colours we want to make the buttons, and if we want to put any text on the device, like labeling on the buttons, or put a brand name or a logo on it, or whatever.
We were thinking that normally we'd go for 3D colors, but maybe we're also thinking that you should, a middle-aged man, for an example customer, might not want a 3D colored remote, so maybe we'd have one version that's a bit toned down, maybe with less contrast on it. There's something still a little bright to make it hard to lose. But
we don't want it to look like a kid's toy.
Now that was one thing that we brought up over email. I don't know if you picked up your email, but the feature that we considered for it not getting lost.
Right. Well, we were talking about that a little bit when we got that email, and we think that each of these are so distinctive that it's not just like another piece of technology around your house. It's going to be somewhere that it can be seen.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not thinking that it's going to be as
it's
critical
on
to
our covers or like in a couch. It's between.
Would it be very difficult to just have an external device that, like, I don't know, you tape to your TV, that when you press it, a little like beep goes off? You think that would be conceptually possible?
I think
it would be difficult technologically,
mm-hmm.
because if your remote's lost, it's probably under the settee, and in that case, you can't send an infrared signal to it to find it. So it's, I'm not quite sure how it would work, and I wonder if it's more just a gimmick than anything else. I mean, how many times do you really seriously lose your remote control, and would a device like that actually help you to find it?
There might be something that you can do in the circuit board in the chip to make it make a noise or something, but it would take a lot more development than we have this afternoon.
Okay. That's a fair evaluation. We've decided not to worry about that for now.
Yeah.
Okay, because, well, the signs are very bright, so you're right, they're going to stick out. But,
so do people have a preference as far as feel and functionality?
I feel like this is similar to sort of what already exists, so if we're trying to think of something sort of like new and fun, even though this is like what I'm initially drawn to, just because it's like comfortable and like not different, I sort of like this one. Like, I don't know why, it's like small but still sort of like cute looking, I don't know. But I also like the side buttons on that one,
mm-hmm.
like I think that's kind of neat. But I don't know how much any of this has to do with the fashionable, sort of cool-looking thing that we also need to focus on.
Could we maybe have like an extra button on the top for on-off? So then
yeah, it's possible. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Put an extra button on it.
Why don't we do a product evaluation using your prototype?
Like, I think we're supposed to have one that we do it for.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I was a little vague on what exactly I'm supposed to do, but I have to like write something on the whiteboard, so
you need this or just write on the whiteboard?
No, I actually don't have like a PowerPoint thing.
Okay.
Because I think it would be redundant.
Okay. Ooh, a joystick kind of thing.
Cool. It makes it look more fruity as well.
No, it does. It's kind of like...
It's like a deformed fruit. I don't know.
Okay. There, it could have a stem like that, because I do look kind of like the stem.
Yeah.
Yeah. It almost helps you keep a grip, too.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I like this one.
Okay, is that where people are leaning then, the potato? I like the idea of I mean, that's really gotten the simplicity of the buttons down, that one.
Mm-hmm. I am worried about, like, using a menu, in that, like, within menus there are sub-menus,
mm-hmm.
and so how do you get back to the main menu?
Well, on the iPod, for example, you just, every time you want to go back, you hit the menu button again and it brings you back one level.
But that has a menu button separate from a select button. Whereas if
yeah.
this one's both the menu and the select button.
This is, it's the up and down buttons are used for scrolling up and down for a list of choices.
Okay.
You find the choice that you want and you press the right button.
Could
yeah.
be used for going
yeah, so they're menu. Used for going into and out
maybe
of your submenus.
Yeah,
yeah,
maybe it could be one of those if you press down and hold for 2 seconds and then it brings you back one level or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, as long
yeah.
as we have that
so
in mind as we're designing it still.
Okay. Okay, so which one are we sort of roughly looking at to address whether or not it meets our necessities? The yellowy one, is that?
Potato?
Potato.
The potato?
Okay, well, we can obviously change it after we go through each of the ones. So basically what we need to do is some of the things that we've talked about before, we need to make sure that remote actually does
okay.
conform to the things that we said it was going to. So what we sort of want to do is we each need to separately rank each of the following things, and then I'll tabulate an average just to make sure that it doesn't meet that. So I'll just go through them one at a time. And we'll just go around and each of you can tell me on a scale of 1 to 7, with 1 being really extremely true and 7 being not true at all or false, if the remote that we've created conforms to the following criteria. So we can do this one first. First, we want to know if it meets the fancy look and feel objective. So like in my opinion, for now at least, the yellow one is probably somewhere in the middle, so I'm going to say it's like a 3. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
What does each of you?
I kind of think it's unique enough that I'd give it a 1 or 2.
Okay. Well, give it a number.
Okay.
Sorry.
I would give it a 1.
I don't know if it's creative. I don't know if fancy is the word I would use. I don't know if any of them are fancy. I'd say 2 because
okay.
unique.
I'll go for 2.
2, awesome. All right, and same sort of scale for functionality. Is it functional? I think it's extremely functional. I'm gonna give it a 1. 1.
I think it's functional. It's also pretty basic, so I'll give it a 2.
Okay.
Functional. I think it'll get everything done. I think it might be a little confusing. First.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's some
I don't
other
know if that's gonna be a later one.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm gonna give it a 2.
Awesome. Okay. We want to know next if it's technologically innovative.
Did you give a function?
Yeah, she said. Okay. Is it technologically innovative? Not really. I mean, not so much because we don't have the LCD screen. We don't have fancy chip. Other than what it looks like, I don't know if it's.
Well, the kinetic battery.
The battery.
The kinetic battery is a good one. So.
How many people notice that though?
But
you know it's
exactly
there.
Right now, they'll be like, hey, I have never changed the battery.
And it's made of like latex, that
yeah.
whole idea, that's pretty cool. I'll give it a 3. Because it could have picked a lot of features that would have made it really.
Yeah. I would say that it's. Yeah. Like fancy versus creative, it's different. Does that equal innovative? I don't know. I'll give it a 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's technologically, it's not unique. I mean, it is just push buttons. So I'll give it a 4.
I think I'm going to go with 4 as well.
Okay. Next, is it easy to use? Just so you know, easy to learn will be separate. Is
mm-hmm.
it all
okay.
overlap them? I think it's really easy. I'll give it a 2.
I'll give it a 1. Pretty hard to mess up.
I'll say 1.
I'd say 2.
Alright. We next want to see if it has a spongy quality. And it's made of latex and rubber. It's spongy all the way.
Give it a 1.
Yeah.
I wonder if it bounces when you drop it.
Getting good.
Yeah.
And what do you
yeah, I'd give it a 1.
Alright, next is does it integrate some notion of fruits and vegetables? Well, is it going to be yellow?
It might be, because that's our corporate color, isn't it?
That's right, yeah, corporate color, we didn't keep that in.
We might want to keep it yellow.
Well, if we, I know it would make it a little less, a little more confusing, but if we had all the buttons in black and the design and the outside in yellow, that would be our corporate one, and then we could also have alternative colors, one a more conservative one, one that's more
like
fruity.
A silvery kind of white or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
And can we have like an RR inscribed on the bottom or something?
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Alright, so that would be good.
It
pretty
inspired by the potato. So
I think it's kind of mango-y too.
Yeah.
Mango-y is better. Yeah. I like mangoes.
That's
where I'm going. What's everyone's number?
One.
Two.
One.
Alright, and does the design match the appropriate behavior? Remember earlier we discussed that people don't use a lot of buttons, that they use the channel clipping and the volume the most. I think we really took that into account a lot, so I'm going to give the one.
Yeah,
me too. Yeah. One.
Did you say one, Nurse?
Yes.
Okay, also we talked earlier about RSI and wanting to prevent any sort of like carpal tunnel kind of thing. Do we think that the latex sort of grip appropriately takes that into account? I think I'll give it a two because I almost feel like no matter what you do, something's going to happen.
Yeah.
And if it's repetitive movement, it is going to be only four buttons that you're constantly pushing. But
I'm more for this.
I like how it fits in the hand though.
Yeah.
I'd go with a two.
I'll say two as well because older people that aren't used to like texting would have found my friend a bit at first. But.
Yeah, I'll say two.
Alright, awesome. And the ease of learning it. I know you were saying that you were a little bit nervous about that. I don't know. It sort of reminds me of the iPod. I just got my iPhone, still haven't read the instruction book, and I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not good at learning technology. So I'll give it a two.
The menu system and the fact that multiple buttons are used for different things might be a bit confusing, but I think if it's one of those things that it might take you 5 minutes to figure out, but you'll have it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'd give it a two, I guess.
I think it's probably a little harder than most of the Macs to learn because you have to use the menu system and you have to tell it what your favorite channels are, and that
mm-hmm.
could take a bit of learning at first,
mm-hmm.
but. Once you've learned how to use it, I think it is a lot easier. So I'd give it a four.
I think I'd give it a four too. It's a pretty high learning curve. It'll be easy once you've done it, but.
Yeah.
Alright, also earlier we had something about losing it, and so now we're not addressing that at all. So.
I think we can kind of say we addressed it with color.
Okay,
but
so in terms of not losing it, do you think that on a scale of 1 to 7, how easy or hard is it? I'm gonna give it a four because I think that you can still, if it's in the terminal where you can't see it, you're kind of not gonna find it, but anywhere else it's gonna stand out.
I'd say I'd give it a three. I guess it depends how tidy you are normally.
You give it a four.
I'd give it a five because it would be easy to lose something like
small
that.
Three.
Yeah.
Alright, we also said simplicity. How well does it address just being simple?
Simple to use or simple in design?
I think overall, because we had said before our two main things were simplicity and fashion, so those are the next two things we're going to look at. Separate from fancy, like that sort of thing. It like wants to be simple, but it's not like totally simple, so I'm going to give it a two.
I'll give it a three, I guess.
I'll give it a two.
Three.
Alright, and fashionable?
It's totally fashionable.
Mango, come on. I mean, how fashionable can you make a remote? I think it's bringing technology and fashion
to it,
really.
I don't know, I don't think it's quite as fashionable as my robot remote.
I do like
it. Yeah, the toggle on off switch. Number?
Two.
Three.
One.
And does it meet our like demographic need sort of for international appeal, that whole thing. Just that it would serve our audience. I don't see why not.
Mm-hmm. I think as long if we offer it in at least three different color arrangements,
mm-hmm.
that's good. So I'll give it a two.
Two.
All right, does anyone have any other features that they think are important that we didn't talk about?
Well, we didn't address the fact that it does need to have a corporate logo. So let's make sure we keep that in mind that that one of our color concepts is
Show
corporate
me.
And has an RR on it.
Well, I think
all of them
should have
RR.
RR.
Yeah.
And so we're gonna do that. So we'll address
mm-hmm.
it. Okay,
now we look at finances. I have an Excel sheet that we're actually going to calculate the cost. Okay. And Dynamo. We're using
oh,
kinetic battery,
using
right?
Kinetic, yeah.
And we're having one per
yeah.
one. Okay. Electronics.
Simple.
Okay. Case.
I guess it's double curved. It is pretty curvy.
Yeah,
it's very curvy, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I
could
case material supplements.
Don't we need plastic and
no the plastic for the inside is
assumed.
The supplement is
the wood.
Oh, I guess it was rubber
and it was rubber and special color, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have more than one special color.
Yeah, we're using
two special colors.
At least
isn't
two
it?
Special colors.
I don't know what the basic color is.
Yeah.
Well, but we know that we're having at least three colors.
So.
Well, are we talking about on each color combination, or are we, you know, like we'll have yellow and black. Is that two special colors?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or
that
or
I think
is white and black
be
two more? Or I guess it's three.
Just say three, three, three.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the RR will be in color as well. So yeah. Interface. We're doing push buttons.
Yeah.
And how many buttons do we have?
We've got
six.
Five at the moment. Oh, yeah. Six.
Anything else?
No. Oh, we don't. Are the buttons in special colors?
Wait.
Oh, buttons. Oh, so the case material will just have one color, right? But
well,
then the buttons will be in special colors.
But if we're making multiple varieties of, this is where I'm getting confused.
We're saying per unit.
Per unit.
Okay, so each unit will only have one color.
Alright, and each
on there.
Button.
But the cases could have up to three, I mean, the buttons could be up to three colors? Or that's
yeah.
how it's designed there.
Yeah.
I like it like that.
Okay.
Special form, they're all kind of just push buttons.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
different.
Special material.
So you want the number as well from Korea?
So, oh, do I have to do it per button? Do I?
No, I don't think so. I think if they're
okay.
all going to be ordered, then that's what it matters.
Yeah, so it
yeah.
makes sense
yeah.
less, because for the whole case material, it's only one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it's two to make it rubber.
Okay.
Oh, wait, so maybe.
13.7.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Yeah, what can we reduce?
Okay, let's have our buttons all be one color.
I kind of like the buttons.
Yeah, do. It's only going to bring us down to 13.3 anyway. Okay, are we sure this is double curved? Maybe it's single curved.
We have to no idea.
We have
not. I don't know. I don't get any pictures.
It's single curved!
It's not, yeah. Okay, it's a kinetic battery, that's kind of expensive. But we have a simple chip, single curve, case material is rubber, and it's a special color. But that's important.
That is important.
Six buttons.
How did it
we have to have six buttons.
Doesn't it just change?
What?
It was 13 and now it's 15.
No, okay, maybe not. I don't know what just happened. Now it's 12.
What was our target price again?
12.5.
12.5, so we're just.
So we're
just
okay.
About there.
12.7.
Yeah.
Ish.
Okay,
okay,
we're all set. Save. I saved that to our big shared folder, so you know. Okay, back to agenda. Are the costs under €1,250?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they are.
Let's move on to the project evaluation. Project process. Satisfaction with, for example, the room for creativity, leadership, teamwork, the means, any new ideas found. So I guess what we're going to talk about here is just evaluating how we created this project, the information we got, and used, how we used it, if we were able to use our creativity with the information. How well I guess I led it, how well we worked together as a team, the digital pens, the whiteboard.
Okay. I felt very creative. I enjoyed making the prototypes.
I think we've been successful in that we've achieved almost all of the design goals that we set ourselves. And we've come up with a finished project and we've just about got it for the cost.
I think we could have done even better with a little bit more information on what's a single curve case, how many colors, what the colors count, things. But given what we had, I think we did really well. I think we worked together pretty well.
Yeah.
If I had more market research and industrials, maybe we could have taken that into account.
But the fruits and vegetables did really have high creativity.
No,
so
yeah, it really did. The whole mango idea is
cool.
No, I mean, the pen was a little distracting for me personally. Like, just having it just being so conscious of turning the pages about now. That was a bit of a distraction. But the last one, like, I chose not to do a PowerPoint, so I didn't think it made sense to, so at least that I had the option to do that and just to take my own notes and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I think we all made very significant contributions. I don't think anybody dominated it, which I thought was really good. Like, each of us was able to, each of you had your information, and I tried to facilitate it with it, like, taking it over.
Can we work at this as the back door remote? Should we talk about some of our own packaging?
I'm trying to think of a good pun that I could add there.
No, it's a good, like, a jingle.
I like the RR that's going to be etched in.
Yeah, so hopefully not once we're trying to figure it out at some point. But, quite a useful little gadget.
Okay,
people should really base their roads on fruits and vegetables.
Definitely.
Yep.
Or at least be creative enough to think of toggle switches. And
I am really into the idea of kinetic batteries now.
Oh my god,
I
didn't
even know they existed.
I knew you could get watches that had them, like really quite expensive watches. That just never need a battery because you're always moving your wrists. But in other things, I think it'd be really good.
Okay, closing. And the cost within the budget. Is the project evaluated? That was the final questionnaire meeting summary. So this is a great product, kids. I think we've created something really interesting and that we have a market for it. Especially if we can produce it at 12.3, which we hope. Make sure in your questionnaire to put down criticisms of both the process and the final results. And
yeah, really, yeah.
I do like the Martian remote. You could choose more than one, that would be my second choice.
Oh, that would definitely be my second choice.
Hmm.
Although the toggle? I'm afraid
that's
that
cool. It's a toggle for the Olaf switch.
I'm
it's
break
okay.
It.
Yeah, break it.
Break the stem off.
I want to have it as a stem. Alright, so
it looks funny.
It started as a option, whatever.
I like that it's Dan's blog.
Well, maybe I should market it to some remote company. So our
that was bound to happen.
Congratulations. Check it out, so like there are all these like links that go in there.
Excel thing is pretty cool.
Yes, I love Excel. It's one of my favorite programs.
Inspiration. Basically, I need two sentences or one. Fashion and that kind of thing. See, you didn't miss out that much.
Well, my inspiration from last time is the interior of a remote control being taken apart bit by bit and talking about circuit boards. I learned a lot, actually. I could probably take apart a remote control now if I really needed to.
This one was cooler. I got a whole table and everything.
I don't have all of that. Circuits and chips and transponders, and I wrote it all down because I thought it would be relevant, like all the different parts of the inside of a remote control, but then they're like, you don't actually need this.
It's like mine, it was like, would you prefer an LCD screen for a multifunction remote control, and then it didn't have like any kind of table. Like, awesome, I'm glad they asked that question and didn't report their results.
It's really interesting though.
I thought it was a little tricky having to hand around this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a lot of
I think.
Technology out today was kind of cool.
Yeah.
That was really powerful.
We didn't use the whiteboard that much.
No. Although I don't see how we could have very well, at least for me.
If I had gotten pictures of the different parts of the case, the different looks of the case, I would have probably drawn them up.
So we're like loading on anything, I think, usually, that the boards are good. You know, like crossing out ideas, or like if we had like a brainstorming period.
Yeah, we could
have
put our brainstorming stuff up there rather than just talking about it. But
I thought we were good.
With only four people, it doesn't really make sense.
And with a PowerPoint that we can all look at, like you can do all those things pretty much on PowerPoint.
Yeah.
And these might have made us more willing to like take notes than to like really care, because we all needed them separately, kind of on the whiteboards in this room.
Yeah. Because we're all going to be working.
Yeah.
If we were all going to stay in here all the time and having the notes up on the whiteboard, would have been alright. But everyone needs their own like specific notes, I guess.
Now, when you were creating your prototypes here, did you work together or did you like do separate projects?
Oh, we worked together, but we were making like we sort of made different shapes and then discussed how the buttons might work, and how we could like improve on the designs.
It was a bit of both, really. We just kind of started out by each taking a color of clay and just fooling around with it, and I came out with that rhombus shape, and he came up with a sort of potato-y, mango-y shape, and then just went from there, really.
Hi.
Cool. It was fun. What about the management?
I think we did well in, first of all, keeping our meetings to time, and secondly, actually, we did a good job of making firm decisions at the ends of the meeting. I know what happens sometimes is that you tend to sort of have meetings and then people sort of drift away without anything actually really being decided. But I think here we got clear and decisive points down at the end of the meeting so that we knew where to go on from there.
Yeah. didn't have enough information to make firm decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But we were able to do it regardless, so. I'm not usually a very decisive person, so it helped to have people so this thing
yeah.
down to environment.
I found that we could have used another 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, for some
especially
of the meetings,
last
yeah.
time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the last time we had a lot of information,
yeah,
but at the same time, not quite enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We couldn't answer every single question.
And I felt the first two meetings that I was coming in with no information, and that
mm-hmm.
sort of made me really, I don't know, throwing together a PowerPoint out of no information. And then the last one was like the opposite. I had so much information and so much to talk about.
It was interesting what came out like later, like as I was doing the when I was doing the breakdown on the agenda that they gave me, that more points came out from
mm-hmm.
your presentation even. I am a little disappointed that we didn't do a something for losing the remote, because
yeah.
that was kind of a big point.
Well, that was something like, in order to talk about that, we wouldn't have had to have actual knowledge about circuit boards.
That,
yeah.
yeah.
Also, like, even when we just were creating from the Excel file, there wasn't like an option to select to somehow
mm-hmm.
not include it. So there was no way we could be like, yeah,
I
have it included.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way for us to condemn down that it was really there.
I think we were just getting over enthusiastic with the task.
Well, it's interesting
that
really
I got into it. I mean, I got into it as the day went on. I got really like, ooh, I designed her with control.
It was interesting though that they put that 50% of people say they have frustration with losing their remote intake. They didn't provide us with information to discuss that. I know that like people have like things they can put on their keys that you press it and it'll beep.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that would require some kind of technology that I just don't know what it is.
I think there are some of those like infomercial remotes that have things. So you won't lose them.
Mm.
I don't know. I mean, we were talking about it, and like, in my household at least, there's only about 2 places that the remote is ever.
Because
mm. there's only one TV, and there's
what's
only like.
What's it saying? You lose your keys, and always do anyway. To lose them in your pocket, like
mm-hmm.
you just will forget it, or like put it down somewhere that like made sense, and then
mm.
not remember. There's always ways to lose things.
It depends on how organized you are personally.
Yeah, or like I guess what the setup of the house is too.
Mm-hmm.
But I am notorious for losing my keys. Mm. I guess I just know that. So I put my keys in the refrigerator the other day. Find them. So I was putting groceries away. You're taking stuff from the bag and putting them in the refrigerator. To my room.
Can't get in.
Look all around the kitchen. Definitely in the bench for sure.
I think it's the WDA and my coat and like using a different coat.
Mm.
Yep.
I guess it's good we don't really carry remotes around that much.
Yeah. Can't always put them together.
Maybe with our little robot phone, we could have a robot alien pair, whatever it is, have a little voice like, I am located. A GPS this bit. Getting to a little GPS.
Yeah.
I love it sitting so
we should make one that walks by itself.
Yeah, they'll just get up and walk away.
Or like some crazy like electromagnet that you push it and it'll zoom to the TV and see there.
Just a wheel, you know? Just if you why do you have to have a remote for your remote? That would be good.
Yeah.
Well, but if you could attach them to the TV then.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All kinds of possibilities.
You know how I sent an email saying that PowerPoint minutes would be complimentary?
Yeah.
And like, with the thing, I'm just going to make them full minutes, so like, I'll think about what you do.
Yeah.
If you want to watch this part.
they even have like information to swap there and there.
How much of your house count was already done for you?
Most of it. I added slides and I added the slides each time.
One of the ones in the slides, I mean, just the slides that I don't like.
One thing was you would provide an agenda with like several points, but it wouldn't have a slide for each point. And that's the only way I remember that I had to go over that point. Even if it was just like the title of it, like the presentation.
Would there have a slogan on it, or can it just be like?
The slogan?
No. It's like, it could go around the house.
So I don't think we need to.
I think it would just be the R.
Especially with the yellow platform.
Is it yellow and blue?
Or yellow and blue? Let me go to the webpage.
Yeah, I was just kind of going by the webpage, but they didn't give me the yellow and red.
I wonder if it was black, so. Maybe it's better than black, because it looks like under the radio.
Hey, my understanding of everyone like moved the bands.
Then it should be in the handle. Wasn't it interesting that, I thought it was interesting that our marketing expert did not agree with the marketing, choices, you know, like.
Carol, I just feel like you're really doing like a really big market evaluation, you don't just have like one set of source, kind of a, they were so not backed up, it would just be a sentence being like, we did a survey, this is what people said. Well, we got some brands, we got some blue buttons, we're good.
Well, they don't have the right charge card, I don't know.
Maybe it, like.
Well, we're not, sadly, going to actually be producing this.
Oh. If they ever come out with potato
bag or shake or roast.
I know they're gonna have to.
I'm claiming it intellectual property.
Yeah.
I can't believe the whole day's gone. I don't feel like it's been that long. Get sucked in.